Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, early this morning, my wife woke me up and said, "Get up, they've shut down part of downtown Austin. There are dead birds all over the place, and some police had to go to the hospital." And sure enough, at least three police officers said they felt ill when they were responding to the report. The Capitol Police first discovered a bunch of dead pigeons out front the Capitol. And then all the way up Congress, Congress was supposedly littered with several dozen of the dead flying rats. Better watch it, Kevin Racist Pigeons. He loves them. We've actually had pigeons delivered here before, and you know, in the big box with the holes in it. Uh-oh, we're in trouble now. Jack Bauer will be kicking down the door to keep us safe. But to make a long story short, it's probably one of the apartment owners or business owners downtown sick of the flying rats who poisoned a bunch of them, which people do. They put little electrical zappers all over the store signs, all over the buildings downtown, on all the ledges, or many of the ledges, in an attempt to frustrate the pigeon infestations. But I would have to say that someone poisoned the pigeons, or there was some big vat of water on a rooftop they've been drinking out of, and somebody poisoned the pigeons, or a chemical leached on a building on a rooftop into a big vat of water and killed the pigeons. Something like that, but I really wasn't even going to cover it today until I noticed that Drudge was reporting on it, and there was national news reports. Had Al-Qaeda struck? Was it all over for us? So we'll be going over just the hysteria in society. Meanwhile, Michael Chertoff is saying he's worried about homegrown terrorists killing us any minute. We'll be going over that report. They're talking about a curfew in the Big Easy after eight slayings in less than a week. And miscommunication cited in port alert. Remember, in Miami, they were all freaking out. Yesterday evening, they had caught Muslims in containers, and it was people sneaking into the facility, and then it turns out it was just some port guard flipping out on a truck driving in that had some Muslims in it. Well, not even Muslims, it was just that one was an Iraqi and two were from somewhere else in the Middle East. But the southern border's wide open. It's just any way to create total hysteria and fear. So we'll dovetail that with New York gas smell, shuts down trains, forces evacuations, shuts down schools in much of Manhattan because someone's smelling gas. And, of course, they think it's gas, it must be Al-Qaeda. Not a gas main linking that happens all the time in every major city and even small towns. No, if you smell natural gas, it must be an Al-Qaeda strike. But the government said we're checking into it, and then a few hours later said, don't worry, it's not Al-Qaeda. I mean, just a nation of people that jump at their shadows. Now I would be worried about a gas explosion. I mean, gas is serious. One time I had an office right next to a big gas distribution facility. One day I really smelled it, and I called them and said, everything all right over there? Yeah, we had a leak when we were filling up a truck, but it's okay now. And I was like, well, I keep smelling it another hour from now. I'm going to call the fire department, but they got it under control. All right, big show today. A lot of news to cover. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Everyone I know, everyone, every person in my office, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a sixth person is out today, Jeremy, everyone is sick with allergies. And I mean allergies so bad they will give you fevers, they will give you earaches, they will, and I talked to my grandmother who grew up here in Austin, my mother grew up here in Austin. None of them had allergies. No one they knew had allergies. And I was thinking, well, you know, maybe they just didn't know what to call it then. And I said, did people get headaches all the time? Did they have runny noses all the time? When the cedar got going, did everybody get sick? And they said, no, very few people. It was very rare. Now, everyone, I'm seriously, everyone is sick in the city of Austin. We are the supposed capital of allergies. I mean, I'm somebody who, growing up, might have gotten sick maybe once a year. Sometimes I might go a year and a half without getting sick. And I remember I had a neighbor who we'd ride dirt bikes together when we were like 12 years old. Mopeds and stuff. Just insane that we were allowed to go out and do that. And I'd go over and bang, bang, bang. And I'd like, come out. Come on. Let's go. Let's go play. And no, no, I've got allergies. He'd be sneezing, eyes running, you know, nose running. Come outside. No, I can't come outside. I'd go, you're a wimp. Because, you know, I was convinced that allergies was something that that wimps had, and that it didn't exist. And then I moved to Austin when I was, 17. And a couple years later, I was like, man, I've been sick for like a week. What is this? And every time I go outside, it gets worse. Cedar fever. But the question is, why is, I mean, even my children get sick from it. Why is it, and they're born here, why is it that people in the past didn't have allergies, but now they do? It's a very important question that everybody needs to be asking. And I'm just throwing it out there today because it's a mystery to me. I mean, this is going on a week that I've been sick from this. And then, you know, by last Thursday, you heard me. It was like Toad Man Radio because it caused an infection, and I'd actually gotten a fever and had an earache and a sore throat, and I could barely talk. And I still feel like I went to Houston this weekend for a day and a half, and by the second day in Houston, felt fine. Got the window down, driving back into Austin, kind of forgotten about it. All of a sudden, I mean, it's like I'll have to be the bubble boy or something a few months out of the year when this stuff's going crazy here in Austin. I tell you, it's enough to make me move out of this town. It is enough to make me leave this town. But I'm told it's bad in other parts of the country. Why is everybody getting allergies? From Minneapolis, St. Paul, to Chicago, to Austin, to New York, to San Francisco, to L.A., to Kansas City. All over the country, allergy problems are getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Something is connected to this. Yeah, I don't think it's... Well, they've got all these different scientific reports that genetically modified crops have now gotten into other plants, and that once you've been eating genetically modified crops, that it heightens autoimmune responses in your body because your body has an allergic reaction to the food you're eating, and then that compounds with what's in the air. I tend to think that makes sense. You know, I say it's a mystery. It really isn't. There's all these hormones in our food. There's all these toxins in our water, and that your body's fighting all that with its autoimmune system. And so it gets you, if you've got a good autoimmune system, I guess it gets jacked up real high, and then it's fighting with everything that comes into your body. So I think I've just answered the question there. Of course, it's a cocktail of reasons, but I don't enjoy this. I don't feel like, I mean, yesterday I went in and did the Sunday show I do from 4 to 6 p.m., out of the News Radio 590 KLBJ studios, and I shouldn't even have been doing a show because what it does is when I got an allergy and I'm tired already, I just get mad. I don't even want to engage in the brain power it takes to analyze and lay something out, so I just started screaming at the New World Order and being sarcastic and acting like I was pro-world government. People loved it. We had, like, you know, the local public radio station calling up with people who worked there going, yeah, we're fans, we want a tape of this, this is the best ever. The callers were all loving it. So, I mean, there's no judging the public's taste out there, but I kind of feel like that today. And I kind of feel like just talking about myself when I'm in low-grade moron mode. And I guess I start losing some of my judgment, too. Because there was I was on my MySpace account this morning, because people give us good news tips there sometimes. The email is 100 times better because there's 100 times more. And there's this guy on there posting. And I think he's the same guy I saw yesterday going, Alex Jones has an order of death flag in his office. Proof that he's Illuminati. No, it's not an order of death flag in my office. It says liberty or death. It's a Culpeper Minutemen militia flag. And by the way, I didn't even hang it there. It was hanging out on the wall in the main office, and somebody stuck it up in there thinking it'd be a better backdrop. I'll ask who did that, because I guess we should actually try to decorate this set. We videotape it, and we never really put any thought into how it looks. That's about how I operate. But, I mean, that's the type of stuff I deal with. You know, I do not have an Illuminati flag hanging up on my wall, and anybody could see that it's a snake on the ground, and it says liberty or death. And that's the kind of stuff I have to put up with. And the reason that type of criticism gets me mad is not that you're criticizing me. I have weird psychology. It's that you are obsessing on things that do not matter. I mean, that's what most people do, is they spend their time ninnying and obsessing over minutiae. Is this person a good leader? Is that person legitimate? Who's your favorite person in the anti-New World Order movement? When it doesn't matter. They're not debating the fact that we've got a North American Union. They're not debating the fact they're getting rid of our borders, and Mexican troops shoot at and overrun our police and military on a monthly basis, and are kidnapping U.S. citizens, and nothing's being done. And the fact that they're about to surge 20 to 40,000 more troops into Iraq when the American people want the opposite. I mean, can't you deal with issues? Can't you get focused in on anything real? I mean, is it possible for you to do that? Instead of talking about what other people need to be doing. Well, I think Alex needs to do it like that. And I actually printed it off here, and now that I want it, I don't see it in my huge, huge stacks. But the same guy, now that I'm just spontaneously talking about this, I'm trying to find the printout of it, the same guy criticized me today and said, you know, I just noticed he gets real angry on the show, and there could be a better way to get people to fight the New World Order. And he says things are really bad, and it's just all dire this, dire that. It's a bunch of hype, and he, you know, we're on to you. We're watching you. Well, good. Let's just say you're right. You're on to me now. Okay, can you now go get on to the New World Order? Can you now go wake somebody up about them? But no. It's the psychology of losers to pick at the people that are in the arena trying to do something. Of course I'm mad. That's why I'm motivated to do this. All right? That's why I put in long hours. Of course I'm angry. And if you don't think things are dire, I mean, just from a financial point of view, the money you have in the bank has been devalued by almost half. It's 49% today. It fluctuates back and forth between about 49 and 47 the last 6 months. The money you've got in the bank has been devalued. And they're talking about devaluing it again by another half. Now, if that isn't sensational, baby, I don't know what is. I mean, that is hitting you directly in the pocketbook. And I'm not even somebody who's that big into money, but I know you need it to pay for things and to live and to operate. So it upsets me. Yeah, I mean, it really does. But what upsets me more is how the government scams us. They give you some little 6-7% tax cut, and you feel good about it, but then they rob the value of your currency by 40%+. I mean, that's a smoke and mirror scam. It's a fraud. It makes me mad. It makes me want to punch people in the nose. And absolutely, I sit there when I'm reading an SPP.gov website, you know, government document saying that they're going to merge and unify and standardize all of our bureaucracies, and we're going into North American Union. I do. I sit there and I go, what is a headline that will get people's attention? Absolutely, guilty as charged. I mean, I can't give you words to describe how bad this is. So, there's people out there, number one, that say it isn't as bad as I say it is. No. You're right, it's worse. and then they're mad that I'm angry. We need to get angry. Shake it off, folks.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, all right, let me get into the news here. Later, I am going to read some mean posts and things about myself that people said. Because I just want to illustrate the absurdity, the mass mental illness of individuals who will attack a messenger rather than ever actually get involved and fight the New World Order. You notice the people that do their critiquing of the Patriot Movement, the Truth Movement, you notice they don't do hardly anything exposing the globalists or any of the crime syndicates' operations. They just expose everyone that's exposing it and tell you how they're bad. And then these little copycats go out and regurgitate and repeat it over and over again. So maybe I'll talk about a little bit about that mentality later. But it is what keeps populations enslaved, one of the key reasons that happens. Microsoft unveils an in-car computer system, and of course it tracks everything you do. The new smart cars are here, as we told you. Cameras will watch you. Sensors will track everything you do. But they're selling it to you as luxury. I see all these people, you know, I'll see them outside an IHOP or at the mall, and they have their $100,000 Mercedes, and with pleasure they thumb scan. Ooh, oh, it's so powerful. Oh, I get it. I mean, it's a joke. The elite knows how to sell slavery, folks. I call it the Chinese princess syndrome. They would, different guilds going back 3, 4, 5,000 years ago, would figure out how to enslave the higher caste and then basically make themselves the higher level servant class, the true behind the throne power. I might as well just talk about this now. They tell them, oh, you're so beautiful when your feet look this certain way. And over just a few generations, they get it to where the women couldn't even walk because their feet had been bound so tightly, their toes under their feet. And it was the same thing with their fingernails. Oh, you know, no one can talk to you. You're the male emperor. You're so powerful. Only the priest can go out and intercede with the people. No one can even look at you because you're a god emperor. Really, they were in prison. And the women would have these big 5 foot, 3 foot long fingernails all disgusting and curled and just, ugh. You see, that's how they do it. And that's what they do with women today. Oh, you've got to be totally skinny and look like a 15-year-old track runner. And, oh, you've got to have lips that look like they're a big baboon's. And, oh, you've got to, you know, have all this so you feel inadequate so they can sell you a bunch of garbage. To the point of you want a new car and you can't even buy it because it's got so much gidgetry and gadgetry and fandangled garbage on it. Military strike is the only way to stop Iran, so stop Israeli strategists. They're beating the drum big time to start attacking Iran. I can't believe this. This is the subject I should be talking about. And we're going to talk about it today. Israel divulges plan to nuke Iran. Surge in troops isn't enough, U.S. commander says. Hoyer of the Democrats set stage for Iran attack. This is out of an Israeli newspaper, Israel's vital first strike, saying Israel, this is from the horse's mouth. Another story out of the L.A. Times, first wiretapping, now letter opening. Fair jury could crack Diana cover-up. Queen backs away from royal jury as whitewash charges preempt inquest hearing. You have your inquest, okay? Your inquest. It doesn't matter anymore. We know you murdered her. The British people, it was 79% a few years ago. Now it's almost 90% in major polls last week. It's like George Bush Sr. at Ford's funeral saying, doesn't matter what you conspiracy theorists say, we know a lone nut acted alone, and we know Gerald Ford says so, so it must be true. People used to be gullible and buy your baloney. They don't buy it anymore. But it's gotten so bad, people buy nothing. I haven't really talked about that paradigm or that enigma. That's not the proper term. In my allergy-hazed brain, I'll come up with the right word, and we'll be back after this quick break. I'm Alejandro Jones. It's the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8-inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'll drive a rattle-trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights, though I'm there illegally. I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant them. Sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me. There go controlling that tide that keeps rolling across the line. This old Texas cowboy feels like my home state's no longer mine. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. Yep, turnabout's fair play. Heck, I already love the food and tequila. I'm gonna fly that long star flag at Old Glory every day. I'm gonna celebrate every 4th of July. I'm gonna make them print them forms in English just for me. I'm gonna marry me a pretty senorita. We're gonna have free medical care and free education for all our kids. Heck, play my old guitar is the only other skill I got. I want them to see old George Strait over there.
Hey, Gringo, you're swimming the wrong way, man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, amigo. You got a sister?
All right, we're back. That is really something else. The word I was looking for is a paradox in the last segment. We've gotten the public to the point where they do not trust the mainstream media, and they do not trust the government, either political party, but they don't have the details. People know they've been lied to 1,000 times 1,000. And they know that there's a world government, and they know that there's a police state, and they know that things aren't going in the right direction, but they don't understand, on average, the nuts and bolts of it. And they don't know what to trust. They just know they can't trust anything. And that's where research comes in, and that's where, I mean, it does. It takes years of research of the New World Order system to really be able to figure out what their operational plan is. But once you see it, then it just, you exponentially start learning, and more integrates together. The problem is trying to articulate something this big, something this huge. I mean, they got professors at major universities, say, up in Missouri, who spend their whole lives, you know, just studying the aquifer for that area. And they write 5 books, and they'll tell you those 5 books just on that aquifer up there don't even scratch the surface of the mysteries of it and how it operates and where it feeds and how important it is. Well, that's just one little aquifer in one little state. I mean, imagine trying to explain the way the toll roads work and how they tie into the World Bank and how the whole system comes down and how the CPS is tied into it, and the drugging of the population and the feminism and just all of it. I mean, literally, it's like somebody saying, Alex, you know, explain to me what a blue whale looks like. And then, well, it's grayish black colored, and it's big and fat, and it's got, I mean, you got to see it to, or be like, well, describe what that blue whale looks like swimming in the northern Pacific Ocean and the mountain range. 50 miles away, and what the sunset looks like, and the colors of that sunset, and what the ripples on the waves look like, and the sea foam slapping up against the ship. I mean, even if I'd ever been there and seen that and done that, I couldn't describe it, and I haven't. So when people tell me, "Oh man, you're saying it's worse than it is," oh man, you are. You're exaggerating. Oh, man, it's not as bad as you say. You're right, it's a lot worse. And it's so much worse. Well, the Bible says that, on the Isle of Patmos, he marveled at the beast. He marveled at it. But Tex Mars calls it dark majesty. My little pea brain can behold the New World Order beast system but I sure can't articulate it fully to you. I can't. I mean, when I get up on air and I say, here's Google in a 100-plus page press release bragging that they're going to use the microphones and cameras built standard on almost all new computers and on most old ones to listen to every word you say in your house and use keyword computers to file all that and build a digital psychological algorithm on you, a profile, and they're going to sell that data to anybody who wants it. I mean, that's so bad, I should, again, a normal response would be to freak out and run down the street screaming, saying there's cameras and microphones hidden in all your houses. I mean, imagine if you were changing a light bulb and you just came across a camera, a little camera, and you found the wire and it went up in the ceiling and it was hooked up to a battery pack and a wireless transmitter in your attic, you'd freak out, you'd call the police, you'd go nuts. It's like these women who just happened in, what, Florida, but every few weeks it's in the news. They're in a tanning salon, they're at a gym, they're at some kind of day spa, and they're, you know, getting dressed, getting undressed is all on tape. And they get real mad, and they run out screaming and call the police, and the cops come, and man, it's a big deal, and we're all upset, and it's big national news. But Google announces that they're doing it, and then they list other companies. You know, I'm the type of weirdo, I read the whole 100-and-something page press release. And then I went and read accompanying documents. And I found out about, what, three other companies that are doing it, but Google brags that their system using your microphone and camera, without asking you, by the way, to track everything you're doing, is works much better than other systems. They list some Japanese system, some German system, and we wrote an article about it and posted links to it. And millions of people read that story. That story went big. Last time I checked, it was like 4 million people on PrisonPlanet.com had clicked through on that story, but it had been copied everywhere. That's where it gets real readership, is on hundreds of blogs and other sites. And I mean, it must have been over 10 big technology publications wrote about our story, and none of them denied it. A few said, this is terrible, but most of them just said, well, what's the big deal? See? So if you see, you're all been brainwashed, and myself included. We're all brainwashed, folks. I mean, why? What is the conditioning that if some big corporation does this to us, then, well, that's all right. It's all right for them to be watching me and listening to me without asking. But then if somebody did it to you at work or if somebody did it to you in the bathroom, then it's a terrible thing. I guess to a certain point, I mean, it's okay for there to be cameras in the bathrooms all over the country now. Hundreds of reports. Hundreds and hundreds of school districts I've seen doing it. I mean, in the stalls. And they'll defend it. And then I guess if it's the authorities, it's okay. See, if it's Google or it's the authorities, the officials, our masters, then it's all right. I mean, to me, that is a big deal for them to announce they're doing that. And we'd already told you they were, but now it's announced. That's a big deal to us. When DARPA told the Baltimore Sun that they were developing systems for different wavelength broadcasting towers to control the moods of large cities, we thought it was something you might want to be concerned about. I mean, I think that's pretty wild. That's run down the street screaming weird. Then that's a real response. Oh my gosh, they're putting up systems to control our brains. Mind control. You know, fight back, everyone. Let's get together, rally, pull down the tower before they turn them on. Officer, help me. That officer would gun you down in a minute. What happened to us along the way, folks? There's been major brainwashing through television. And then people who are brainwashed and mimic it in the real world, and so then there's peer pressure. I mean, when the major newspapers like the Chicago Tribune have two different reports admitting that DynCorp and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping and woman kidnapping rings, and that they have full-time lobbyists on Capitol Hill lobbying Congress to not order the Pentagon to enforce the laws when they do this on base. And it says it all in black and white, and it's a minor footnote, and I'm the bad person for covering it on air. I'm the extremist. I shouldn't be so upset. So again, I'm upset by them destroying the value of the dollar. I'm upset about destroying our borders and Mexican troops routinely overrunning and killing police and shooting people. I am upset about millions and millions of brain-damaged autistic children from mercury in the vaccines, no debating it, no doubting it, hundreds of scientific studies and reports. I am upset about hundreds of big things, and you bet I get up here on air, and I don't spend my time talking about Britney Spears, and I don't spend my time talking about Paris Hilton, and I don't spend my time up here talking about Nancy Pelosi or, you know, who's going to run for president. My answer is, who cares? They're all going to be puppets. They're all going to be selected out of a controlled group to begin with, so it doesn't matter. I mean, you bet. I get up here and I talk about what I think is the most important thing. Period. That's what I do. And I don't sit up here and go, well, let me do a popularity contest, or, you know, if I have what view, what will be the most popular? That's what most talk show hosts do. They go, what will be the most popular on talk radio? What will get me on the most stations? Being pro-nuke the Middle East, pro-war, pro-George Bush, pro-North American Union. But it's not just what's popular with the people. They've also got to do what's popular with the big networks that own them. And that's pitch unpopular things and say the North American Union's good. I mean, I've got the transcripts now where that little snake, Michael Medved, who said I should be arrested, he said that years ago. I should be arrested. Got a tape of it. In fact, it's in the computer up there at the network. We could probably dig it out from 2 years ago and play it. Well, he's now saying Dr. Jerome Corsi's a liar. Now, Corsi wants to go to war with the Middle East, and Corsi's, you know, but he's starting to wake up. But at least he knows the North American Union's real and gets the actual documents. And so now all the big national hosts, including Medved, are attacking him and calling him a liar. They give no evidence, no facts. Well, that's like Lars Larson. I was on his show for an hour, and I couldn't believe the guy was defending the North American Union. That's what they do. Now, all those years, Limbaugh said the kook detector test. There's no CFR, there's no world government, there's no plan for the UN takeover. If you say it, you're a kook. Now, okay, well, yeah, there's a North American Union, but it's okay. They're there to pacify conservatives. And most of the attacks that I've received have been so ridiculous and so baseless, I never respond to them. Well, that's not accurate. I don't respond to them most times. They're fielded at me. Because, you know, for somebody who finds some accusation about me, it's always brand new for them. They email me and say, you need to answer for this right now. Well, I've answered for it 50 times. But the 50 times I answered for it was probably one out of 100 times that I was challenged. If I spent my life answering for all the baloney that's thrown at me, we wouldn't ever talk about real issues here. You would hear a show that was all about me. You know, you need to answer for that order of death flag you have, that Illuminati flag on your TV show. No, it's Liberty Militia, Liberty or Death, the New Hampshire slogan don't tread on me. It's something I need to answer for it. Hell, now that people are out there saying that, it'll never end. 20 years from now, I'll have somebody saddle up to me at a bus stop and go, you need to answer for that death flag. Well, you need to answer for America being a police state. Didn't you go do something about it, or are you just ninny and nitpick all day? The most insane thing that has no basis in reality, but that's what the feds do, and this does come from the feds, no doubt, is that this show and this network is owned by Disney and ABC. No connection to reality, a total and complete lie. And they'll sit there with straight faces and say it. Because, see, they don't want you to know something's legitimate. They don't want you to focus on fighting the New World Order. They want you to focus on not believing the messenger. Don't believe me, just check out the facts.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It makes the feds really mad that we won't discredit ourselves here on the show with racism. It makes them really mad that there's nothing to burn us with. There's no skeletons in the closet. It really upsets them that they can't get a handle on me and what I do. And so they just make up mindless information. And the only reason I'm bringing this up today is because every day of every week of every year, it's always the same. You need to answer for this. You need to answer for that. And I just can't believe how it's always so stupid. I mean, so ridiculous. And it's like serialized comic books, the lies that are told about me. And that shows you we're having an effect. It shows you that the enemy is upset. We are over the target, and we are getting the flak. And it's on days when I'm tired and I don't want to come in and do a radio show, or I don't want to stay up here late at night and work. It is actually sick. Because I should come in here and work extra hard for my family and my country, and that's a large part of it. But one of the main reasons I do is because I don't want to let the bastards grind me down, as they say. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to back off ever. And the more attacks I receive, the more I'm going to do. And God willing, and this is what I've seen in the past, I'll be here moving forward, fighting the New World Order. You know, as the COINTELPRO outfits, and I see them come and go, lose their funding, and just go off into oblivion, or as they get exposed. So that's the good news. I've been kind of a space case today. I've got all this news here in front of me. They shut down part of downtown today. They were saying it might be terrorist. Oh, my gosh. Police officers got sick and had to go to the hospital. Several dozen pigeons died downtown from the Capitol down to First Street. So I don't know, what is that, 600 yards or so? And they closed Congress and a few side streets from 3 in the morning until supposedly in the next hour or so, they're going to be opening Congress back up. And I don't know the truth about what happened down there. I know that neocons instantly were covering it, and that makes my suspicion level go up. But again, it's a very complex issue. I tend to believe somebody just poisoned a bunch of pigeons. And as of last break, the news is locally is saying the same thing. That they now they think somebody poisoned pigeons, but they're testing them. And you're like, Alex, they're talking about attacking Iran. Why are you talking about dead pigeons? Well, I mean, this goes to the hysteria. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning than you do of dying from a terrorist attack. And that's when they average 9/11 in. It's literally like, you know, having a relationship with the tooth fairy if you don't average the 3,000 dead on 9/11 in. It isn't real. It's a fairy tale without 9/11. But you'd think it was just a pandemic epidemic with as much hype as they've got going, people start jumping at shadows. So, I know we got loaded phones here. I haven't given the number out yet. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I've written some notes here about this pigeon thing, and it's important because it's going to open up into a bunch of other issues. I'll do that at the bottom of the next hour, and then we'll get into Israel. But before we do that, we'll take your phone call. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.